Hail Satan shirt wearer, DeSantis a tropical Hitler. Parents not qualified to teach kids about sex. By Hannah Blow on March 24, 2023. A woman wearing a Hail Satan shirt declared at a recent Escambia County, Florida school board meeting that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis R. is tropical Hitler and asserted that parents are unqualified to teach their own children about sex. The woman addressed the board, lamenting the DeSantis administration's efforts to root out diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, scams in colleges and universities and halt efforts to indoctrinate children in grade school. I came to the conclusion that this is all about unrolling the Civil Rights Act, the woman declared. And it's no longer a conspiracy because last week Governor Ron DeSantis, aka Tropical Hitler, he held a diversity, equity, inclusion roundtable which included someone who has labeled feminists an enemy of the state, she said. During the meeting, the apparent Satanist also defended the children's book New Kid, which details the life of a boy whose parents enroll him in a prestigious private school known for its academics, where Jordan is one of the few kids of color in his entire grade. These issues are written age-appropriate by an author who has dedicated his career to writing for young readers. These books serve as mirrors for young Black students to see their lives reflected in the characters and as windows for students who are not Black to better understand how bullying and discrimination based on identity can be harmful, she said of the book, which some parents have fought to ban from school libraries. The woman then explained that she believes parents are unqualified to teach their children about some things, including sex. I just want to say that I do believe that there are a lot of things that you know should be left to parents, but allowing parents to teach race, sexuality, that assumes that all parents are free from bias and are not themselves also abusing their children, she said, essentially defending state-sanctioned lessons for children on inappropriate subjects. Hey F-ing Satan! Dash pro-abortion woman chants, mocks Christian pro-lifer. And when we talk about God and morality, that was one of the reasons I left the Catholic Church was because there was a widespread amount of child abuse going on, she continued. So when you talk about God, God, God and church, 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 it happens there too. So everybody needs to be aware of it, and hail Satan, she added. Another man then approached the mic, addressing the apparent Satanist's comment and responded, "Thank God that Satan is defeated by the blood of Jesus." The unashamed promotion of Satanism and state overriding the rights of parents comes as the DeSantis administration continues in its efforts to root out woke initiatives and protect children from leftist indoctrination in schools. DeSantis signed the Parental Rights in Education Law last year, which, in part, bans classroom discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade. The state legislature is seeking to expand that to eighth grade, and the Florida Board of Education is seeking to expand it by a rule which would prohibit such discussions, with limited exceptions, through grade 12.